Now, you've got a choice. You can either have the full long sermon, or you can have a shorter sermon, or you can have a very short talk. The full sermon, that was the answer I was expecting. But I think we'll have the short talk. I'm not joking, I could do all three. Once upon a time, all good stories begin like this, and this, I think, is a good Christmas story. Once upon a time, a very young angel was being shown round the glories of the universe by a more senior and more experienced angel. The little angel was beginning to get a bit bored. He had been shown all the whirling galaxies, the blazing suns, and now he was getting a bit fed up with everything. And then our galaxy was pointed out by the senior angel. And as the two drew near to our sun, they could see all the circling planets. And the senior angel pointed to a small, rather insignificant blob turning very slowly on its axis. To the little angel, it looked like a dirty tennis ball. And then he was told, "That's the Earth. I want you to watch that one particularly," said the senior angel. "Why, it looks so small and dirty to me. What's so special about that one?" said the little angel. "That," said the senior angel very solemnly, "is the visited planet." "Visited by whom?" "You don't mean he. He went there." "Indeed I do. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Glory, went there once." "But why did he choose to go there?" said the little angel. "With all these wonderful places to go, why should he choose to go down to that small, dirty ball?" "It's not up to us to question his whys and wherefores," said the senior angel. "But the prince did go down, and he's not impressed by size and numbers, as you clearly are. What I do know for certain is that he did go there, and he became one of them." And the little angel's face wrinkled up in disgust. "You mean he stooped so low as to become one of those creeping, crawling creatures that live on that floating ball?" "I do. And I don't think he would like to hear you describe these people like that. Strange as it might seem to you, he loves them, and he went down to visit them so that they might become like him." The little angel looked blank. Such a thought was almost beyond his comprehension. Close your eyes now and we'll go back in what these people call down there called time, said the senior angel. While the little angel's eyes were closed, the two angels moved closer to our earth, and the spinning ball slowly came to rest and then began to spin backwards, very fast, and then it returned to its usual rotation. Now look, said the senior angel, and the little angel opened his eyes. From the dull surface of the earth, he began to see little flashes of light. Some of them lasted for a long time, and others just for a brief moment. "What am I looking at now?" he said. "You're watching this little world as it was over 2,000 years ago. Every flash and every glow of light that you can see is something of the Father's knowledge and wisdom breaking into the minds and the hearts of those people who live on the earth. You see, not many of them can hear his voice or understand what he says, even though he's speaking to them all the time." "Well, they must be blind as well as deaf," said the little angel. "Why are they like this? It's not for us to judge them. We live in splendor, and so we have no idea what it's like to live in the dark as they do. We hear the voice of God speaking to us every day, but down there are so many other noises, so many other distractions, that only a few wise and humble ones can hear his voice clearly. But watch carefully, because in a moment you will see something absolutely wonderful." The earth continued to slowly turn on its axis, circling round the sun, and then quite suddenly, in the upper half of the globe, there appeared a tiny light. It was small, but it was so intense that both the angels had to shield their eyes. I think I can guess what that was, said the little angel in a quiet voice. That was the visit, wasn't it? Yes, that was the visit. The light himself went down and lived among them. But watch, because in a moment that light will go out, and you'll be able to sense this even with your eyes closed. But why? Couldn't he bear them and their darkness and their stupidity any longer? Did he have to come home to us? It wasn't like that at all, said the senior angel, and his voice became stern and sad. They didn't recognize him for who he was. Only a few knew him and followed him. For the most part, the majority of them preferred to stay in ignorance and darkness. And in the end, they actually killed him. The fools, the stupid, silly idiots, they don't deserve. We can't know why they were so foolish, why they were so wicked. And it's not up to us to say what they deserve or don't deserve. The fact remains, they killed our Prince of Glory while he lived as a man among them. I suppose that's the end of the story. I see the whole earth has now gone completely black and dark. I won't judge them, but I can't help feeling that they got what they deserved, said the little angel. Wait, the story of the visited planet is far from over. Watch and be ready to cover your eyes again. In utter darkness and blackness, the earth turned round three times. And then there was such a blaze of light, an unbearable radiance that became one intense point of light. What's happening now? Said the little angel. They killed him, but he conquered death. That's the thing that these people fear the most in their lives. He broke it and he beat it. He rose again from the grave, and a few of his disciples saw him, and from then on they became his devoted followers. Open your eyes now, the light has gone, and the prince has returned to his home of light. But look at the earth now. And as they looked, in place of the dazzling light, there was a bright glow. A glow that throbbed and pulsated as the earth turned many times. Little points of light began to appear and then spread and spread out. Some flickered and died out, but for the most part, the lights burned steadily, and the glow of lights began to spread over the whole earth. You see what's happening, said the older angel. The bright glow is the company of loyal men and women that he left behind. And with his help, they told others about him, and more people began to understand about Jesus. And so the light grows and grows. The little angel looked on in wonder and then said, but how does the story end? Will all the lights eventually join up, and will it be as light down there as it is up here in heaven? We don't know how the story is going to end, said his older companion. That's in the Father's hands. The end is not yet. But I think you can see why the little ball is so important. Christ has visited it, and he is working his plan out very slowly and very surely. A story. Imaginary, perhaps a bit fanciful. But it's quite clear that our planet is important to God. We might not realize it, but we are right in the middle of a vast drama, a tremendous battle between light and darkness. The whole core, the whole essence of the Christian faith, which so many claim to no longer believe, is that God himself came to us as a baby born in Bethlehem. Now, most people have no problem with this part of the story. But the fact that he lived as one of us, that he conquered death, is something that so many find difficult to believe. If you can believe the first part of the story, what's so difficult about the second? If you love the whole Christmas story, then you must also believe that Jesus Christ lived and died for every single one of us. And that, is the real Christmas story. Amen. Thanks be to God.